On February 2nd, 2019, Transportation Security Officer Robert Henry jumped to his death inside Orlando International Airport. The public suicide caused TSA workers to come forward and say that Henry was bullied at work. 90.7's Abe Abaraya starts off WMFE's investigation into TSA's workplace. And just a warning, this story, which lasts about 4 minutes, contains 911 phone calls.
3 minutes before Robert Henry killed himself, he sent an email to family and friends. Henry said he had nodded off at work, and it looked like he was about to be fired. 36-year-old Henry had worked for TSA his entire adult life. He wrote that if he lost his job, he had no other purpose. Quote, "I just can't help making myself a target for management." He finished the email, "Tell my managers I'll be waiting for them in hell." Robert Henry took the elevator to the 10th floor of the Hyatt Regency inside the Orlando airport. TSA supervisor Felicita Alisea heard someone on a radio tell her to look up. She immediately recognized Robert Henry. She'd previously been one of his supervisors.
So I was calling out to him, like, "Robert, what are you doing? Like, Robert, what's going on? What are you doing?" And I'm waving my arms to him. And he looked down and saw me. He put his head back up. He closed his eyes, put his arms outward, and he just leaned forward and dropped.
The sound of impact caused a flood of panicky 911 calls.
There was an explosion inside MCO Airport.
I'm on the train, gate 100 to 129. There was a gunshot at the Orlando Airport.
I'm at the Orlando International Airport, and somebody just jumped and off the back.
Somebody just what?
Robert Henry's family still has questions about his death. This is Robert Henry's mother, Sylvia Henry.
I would love to see the truth, the whole truth, to come out. I would like to see a timeline of what happened to Robert on that morning.
Henry's airport access badge was initially unaccounted for. His family wonders if it was taken from him that morning and that he was fired right before he jumped. And if that's the case, why did no one walk Henry out? Why wasn't a union representative in the room when he was fired? But WMFE has learned that Robert Henry's airport access badge wasn't deactivated until 5 days after his death.
They were going to have to investigate. But he was not, at that point, fired. And everybody's saying that, and that's not true.
That is Deb Hanna, the union officer representing TSA employees at the Orlando airport. Hanna says Robert Henry was brought into a meeting with supervisors and told he was being investigated for falling asleep. But that investigation would take weeks or months to conclude. Hanna has seen Robert Henry's paperwork to go home early that morning. Robert Henry told his supervisors he wanted to go home because he had a toothache. And instead of leaving, he walked across the airport and jumped to his death. But there are issues with that morning. Hanna says Robert Henry's immediate supervisor was not going to write him up for nodding off, but a different officer got managers involved. She says TSA's own investigation into his death concluded that Robert Henry was not bullied, and that TSA employees who say he was bullied are disgruntled. Hanna disagrees with that conclusion.
I think when you have TSA investigating TSA, you're not ever going to get the right answer or an honest answer, because you've got, you know, the fox watching over the chicken coop.
There is still no official accounting of what happened that morning. TSA officials have declined multiple interview requests about Henry's death and say all instances of alleged bullying are promptly investigated. Abe Abaraya, 90.7 News.
If you or someone you know is depressed or thinking about suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text the crisis text line at 741-741. Both are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit WMFE.org/TSA for the full series, TSA in Turmoil.